Wakey, wakey. Hey. Hey. Wake up. Oh. My little pet seems so tired. Were you drained from last night? I honestly really couldn't care less. I just wanna keep on testing you. Are you used to your hands being tied behind your back? And are your legs used to being tied apart? Because to be honest, you look really, really nice in that position. It just turns me on. Oh, well. I guess it's time for your daily tests. Oh? What's that? I'm sorry, I can't really hear you with that gag in your mouth. I'm sorry if I keep it on you 24/7. I just don't want to hear you scream. At least not right now. However, as your teacher and your master, I guess I will give you some liberties after all. I mean, I'm not 100% mean. I'm going to take off that gag. And you're gonna say, "Good morning, master." Okay? Nod your head if you understand. Okay. I'll take it off of you. Oh, that's a good little pet. You're greeting me, "Good morning." Will my little pet be obedient today? Yes, what? That's right. Yes, master. Will my little pet listen to every word? Good. Okay. Okay. It's time for your daily tests. And you know, master's feeling very, very horny today. And if you fail, you're gonna have to get punished. And you wouldn't want to get punished now, would you? No. So pay attention, okay? Okay, very good. I'm not going to repeat myself. So today's test, I have 10 questions for you. And you are going to answer them. But of course, that would be way too easy. So that's why I brought a little toy for you. Do you know what this is? It's a vibrator. And I'm gonna put it right there in that exposed pussy of yours. Okay. Let me just put it in here. Oh, you're making such adorable sounds. I haven't even turned it on yet. Is it sensitive? You're already getting so wet. Shh, it's okay. I like hearing those sounds you make. Those little squeaks. Those little squeals. It's so adorable. Okay. Get ready. Oh. I really love toying with my little pet. Okay. So you're going to answer my questions. Do you understand? Okay, very good, pet. Okay, hey. You're making so much noise. Okay, question one. Let's keep it easy. What is 7 times 8? Very good. The answer is 56. Oh, that was a little too easy. It's question number 2. What do you call the powerhouse of the cell? Very good. It's the mitochondria. I guess you were paying attention to some of the lessons I was giving you. Oh, it almost makes me feel sorry for you that you're in this position right now. But you're absolutely powerless. You have no power in this situation. I own you. Now listen carefully. Question number 3. What is the largest country in the world? You actually got it right. It is Russia. Very good. Now, 4th question. Who invented the telephone? I don't believe the answer is whatever moan you're making. Your moans are not the answer. It's Alexander Graham Bell. Okay. Number 5. What is the last composition made by Mozart? Now you see, that one's a little bit difficult now. You don't know? Oh, it's okay. The answer is Requiem Mass in D minor. You're so adorable. Okay. Number 6. A cat stays in heat for how many days? Go on, give me a little guess. Close. The answer is 5. Number 7. What is the highest point of a story? That's right. It's the climax. Oh, you're turning me on. Number 8. This is a natural, powerful, and primitive human emotion. It alerts us to the presence of danger or the threat of harm. Whether the danger is physical or psychological, what am I? Oh, very good. The answer is fear. Are you trembling because you're afraid? Or are you trembling because of the machine in between your legs? You little fucking slut. Okay, next question. How long is a female orgasm? Oh, that's right. Oh, you don't know? Actually, it lasts about 19 to 51 seconds. Of course, you should know that by now, you little fucking whore. Last question. Do you want me to fuck you right now? You heard what I said. Do you want me to fuck you right now? Do you want my penis inside your fucking vagina, you little fucking slut? You want it? Yeah? You want it? You want it? Beg for it. Beg for it like the little slut you are. Oh, good girl. Alright, listen here, my little fucking pet. Being fucked by me is an absolute privilege. You don't deserve shit from me. Who owns you? Who owns you? I'm pretty sure you've been waiting to come all this time, haven't you? I know that you can't move in that position, so let me do all the work. You better be grateful that I'm doing this. I can feel you. It's so warm inside of you. Little fucking whore. Oh, yeah. You're so fucking tight. Don't tell me that you're still a virgin. You're making me feel so, so good. Slut. Oh, keep going. Keep going. Do you want to come? Do you want to come? I'll give you permission to come. Beg for it. Beg me that you want to come. Let's come at the same time. My little pet. Huh? You're such a good pet. Oh, you've pleasured Master. Very, very good. Such a good pet. You know, I should really be giving you a reward. I mean, I don't just give punishments, you know. Oh, you are grateful. What do you say to Master after we fuck? Oh, you're welcome. You're such a good pet. Here's your reward. Okay, I'll see you in an hour. Maybe I'm gonna fuck you again. You can come as much as you want, though. There's no limit. Bye.